So how was your night?
It was really good. I'm happy it's over. Looking forward to tomorrow night. You know, we got 24 hours till my next swim. So I'm very happy about tonight. Happy it's done. I'm going to go get some dinner, maybe let it sink in for a bit, and then get ready for tomorrow.
Did you think you had that kind of capability to do those kind of swims back-to-back, back-to-back, really?
I don't really think there's any accidents in this sport. I've been scrutinized for what I do at Florida, but, you know, I had three swims within an hour and a half of each other tonight, and I had to be on my A-game for all of them. So it wasn't an accident what happened tonight. I work well with Troy, and, you know, we were ready for it. It was very hard. It definitely wasn't easy, but I'm just glad that Troy has a plan for me and everything we do.
Caleb, you know, you guys are probably odds-on favorite to win the medley relay tomorrow. The U.S. has never lost it. If you win that, you win seven gold medals at this meet, and there's only two other swimmers in history that's ever done that, Michael Phelps, and then Mark Spitz at an international meet. What's it like for you to be in the same breath as those two legends?
Yeah, I had I just had an interview that said the same thing. I have mixed relays helping me out, so yeah, I think it's a bit different situation. I wouldn't put myself with that group yet. You know, I'm still getting my feet wet international swimming, but it'd be an honor, even with the help of mixed relays, and I'm just having fun doing it. So we got to focus on tomorrow. I'm not counting medals at this point. I'm just trying to do my best on that relay for tomorrow.
Yeah. So Spring says that he's looking forward to a very fierce rivalry in the next couple of years. You know, what's your response?
It's already been fierce. You know, like I said, I love JoJo. I think it started this year at NCAAs, and you know, it's always fun racing him. He always brings his A game, and tonight was a blast with him. I'm looking forward to the next couple of years.
Have you had a chance to reflect on what you've done at all this week? And has it kind of started to sink in, like, you know, I've really gone to a whole nother level?
Not yet. I think after tomorrow's swim, we can think about that after I take some time off. But I got two laps of the pool tomorrow. I'm going to have to bring my A game and be spot on for USA, or where I'm going to get it done. So.
Are you tired now?
I'm not going to answer that. Yeah, I'm very tired.
Do you feel any pressure or expectation to be the new generation, the post-Phelps generation, due to be excellent all the time? Do you feel any pressure because of that?
No, not really. I'm not sure how to answer that, you know. I just want to keep doing my own thing. You know, I don't want to be compared to Michael. You know, I absolutely love Michael. It was my first time being on a team with him in Rio. He's a great guy. I love him to death. He texted me this meet just saying good job. You know, heck of a guy, heck of a leader. But yeah, I just want to keep doing my own thing, not just, you know, keep doing my own thing.
I want to think back a couple of years when you took time off. You didn't know what your future was in the sport. What was something like this what drove you back, and did you think this was possible at that point when you were a little burned out?
I wasn't even thinking about swimming during that time period, so no, not at all. During those 6 months, I didn't want to touch water. I didn't touch water. I didn't even think about touching water. So, no, probably during those 6 months, this is the last thing I was thinking about.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.